Psalm 34, verse 3, O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Fred, how are you? I pray that you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. If you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I think you'll be blessed here in the next 30 minutes, that's for sure. As we continue to lift up the name that is above every name, let's magnify the Lord together. Yes, we've come to lift up and exalt the name of Jesus. Hey, today we are talking about encouragement on Sunday worship. And yeah, if that's you today, if you are in a season of discouragement, I'll tell you what, I just want to encourage you from the best place to be encouraged, God's Word. John 14:27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Fred, what a breath of fresh air. As Christians, you and I have the privilege to partake the beautiful peace through the love of our merciful Father. Christ has conquered sin and death. Indeed, let not our hearts be troubled. Let us take joy in the glory of Christ.
I was lost. I was in chains. The world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone. I was covered in shame. When he came for me, I couldn't run from his presence. I couldn't run from his arms. Jesus, he loves me, he loves me, he is for me.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Your mercy flows like a river wide, and healing comes from your head. Suffering children
and are safe in your arms. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you.
No one like you.
No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. I could search for all eternity long.
There is none.
There is none.
There is none like you. There is none like you.
Well, Fred, I pray that you are blessed today. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. I'm Joey Kroll. You can always like us on Facebook. Yeah, just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Psalm 27, verse 1. I love this passage. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Isn't that a great passage? You know, today many people are living in the bondage of fear. I saw not too long ago in a recent study, a psychiatrist said that the greatest problem facing his patients was fear. Fear of going insane, of committing suicide, being alone, the fear of heart disease, cancer, death. We're becoming a nation of fearful people. You know, the Bible is crowded with assurances of God's help and comfort in every kind of trouble, which might cause fears to arise in the human heart. But today, the Christian can come to the Scriptures with full assurance that God is going to deliver the person who puts his trust and confidence in God. Christians can look into the future with promise, hope, and joy, and without fear or discouragement. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Once in darkness, now in light. Once blind, now I see. Once a sinner, now a saint. Once bound, now free. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall. Once a stranger, now a child. Empty, now filled. Once condemned, now reconciled. Broken, now healed. Chains fall. That's the power. once a prodigal, now home. Once lost, now found. Once an enemy, now a friend. Once born, now crowned. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall. That's the power.
You're listening to Sunday Worship. Great twist on a favorite hymn right there. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. I hope that you are enjoying your weekend. I'm looking forward, I don't know about you, to warmer weather and more sunshine and the birds singing and so on and so forth. We just love summertime and springtime. Last year, our family bought a volleyball net and we played, it seemed like, almost every day outside. So we're looking forward to doing that again for sure this year. Hey, today we're talking about encouragement. You know, 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." You know, friend, God is extremely close, especially close to us when we're lying on a sick bed. God will make the bed soft. We'll freshen it with his presence and with his tender care. He makes the bed comfortable and wipes away our tears. He ministers to us with special tenderness at such a time and reveals his great love for us. Friend, tell me why the gardener trims and prunes his rose bushes, sometimes cutting away his productive branches, and I will tell you why God's people are afflicted. God's hand never slips. He never makes a mistake. His every move is for our own good and for our ultimate good. Proverbs chapter 3 says to trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. Friend, trust in him today.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Yeah. Everyone, stay.
Right, we've come to lift up His holy and perfect name. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll with you. I got my my cup of coffee here. Boy, it's tasting good. All I need is like a nice slice of pie right now. That would really top it off. Well, I hope you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. Just want to quickly remind you, lots of great stuff coming up here in the next several weeks and months. Ivan Parker coming back to the area this summer on Saturday, June 10th, 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Square in Urbana. Also, more details on that at our website as well, greatnewsradio.org. So lots of great stuff coming up here in the next several weeks and months. Well, I'm going to hang up the headphones for the rest of the weekend, but I sure appreciate your time and your attention today. Always catch up with me, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. Don't forget, Mark Burns will help you get through your Monday tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.